And we're working with the overcoming perfectionism process. And take a moment, so let's get centered up. Close your eyes. Relax your jaw, relax your shoulders. Put your hand on your heart. Breathe deep into your belly. And just relax in, just allow yourself to put your attention in your heart, behind your breastbone. Just inviting your mind to drop into your heart, like a pebble dropping into the pond of your heart. And it's time to really tell yourself the truth. You're going to tune in, you're going to do some stream of consciousness and just write a few things down, and each time then you'll just tune right back in. It's really important that you actually tune in again, so you're not in your mind. You are actually connecting with your divine mind. So if you really tell yourself the truth, where in your life are you stuck in perfectionism? Where in your life? What areas of life are you stuck in your perfectionism? Is it your work, your relationships, your projects you have going on, body, your appearance? And just do a little stream of consciousness there. Where are you stuck in your perfectionism right now? And then pick one of the things that came up for you and just circle it. And maybe you only had one thing, but if you had more than one area of life, pick one for our purposes today and you can go back and work with the other ones. All right, close your eyes. Tune back in. Take a deep full breath. What's your past story? What's the story from the past that is connected to the perfectionism you have going on now? Is it, you know, an incident that happened when you were really young, or the way your relationship was with one of your parents? The way you know, did the story come from something in school? Or what's that past story? Just really trust whatever comes up. Like, just trust the first thing that pops in, whether you can really connect the dots or not. Because once you start to just write the story out a little bit, you'll start to see. Just tell yourself the truth. Your heart knows. You're unlocking this part of you. It's really important. You're worth it. What's that past story? And make a note of that now. You don't have to write the whole thing out, just enough so that you it's a touchstone for the story. Or maybe you want to draw something out. And what is the belief? Close your eyes and tune back in. If you tell yourself the truth, what is the belief or the beliefs going on with this story, this perfectionism? What are the beliefs that you have going on? Some of them that I've already mentioned today are the need to control, fear that it's not safe? Is it not good enough? The fear of the unknown, the need to be right, the fear of failure, the fear of success. What are the beliefs that, or belief, or fear that is driving this story? You're having a hard time connecting with that belief of fear. Remember that it's when you're in the story, it's what you're believing. Even though you're grown up and you're mature and you can, you can jump past that in your mind in the moment. But if you jump into the story, what are you believing in the story? Is it that you're not good enough? What is it? And what's the archetype and the shadow part of the archetype that's connected with this belief or this fear? And just trust who comes up. Is it the, is it the organizer? Is it the administrator? Is it the strategist or the engineer or honorable warrior? Is it the connector or the muse? Who is it? And what part of the shadow? And you probably tuned into this earlier when I was talking about the archetypes. So make a note of that. Now, this is a really important question. Do you want to live in your magnificent future, or do you want to stay stuck in the past? And you might think this is a silly question, but it's really important to tell yourself the truth here. Because if it's yes, that you do want to live your magnificent future, then awesome, game on. We can do the next steps. And if you want to stay stuck in your past, then it's good information to have. You will not transcend this if you want to stay stuck in your past. So that's why this is a very, making the decision that you actually want to shift and change is part of the shift and change. Then there's the shift, and then there is you being newly who you are and taking your inspired actions and standing in your gifts and letting go of some of the environments or even people that reinforce you being stuck in your past. Okay, I'm assuming it's game on for you. I'm assuming that you have a big yes here. And I want to invite you to look back on your story of your past from your adult present self you are now. And just knowing what these beliefs are, or the belief or the fear, or going through that story, either or both, there is something that you really have learned. What have you learned from that old experience, between that old experience and where you are now? What have you learned? Maybe you didn't believe you were good enough in that old story and it's driving that belief, but there's other areas in your life that you really have realized that you're more than good enough. Maybe you just learned that that was then and this is now. What did you learn? We can turn what we've gone through into, the gift and the challenge, finding the lesson, finding the gift, finding the blessing. We find the pearls of wisdom. We turn the past story into remembering and exchanging the past filter for a new filter, which is wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge experienced. So close your eyes and tune back in. Now you've become aware of what you've learned. And now we're going to distill it down to a piece of soul wisdom. And it may come out the same, but I want you to come down to the elixir of it. And really tell yourself the truth. What is the soul wisdom in that past story that you've learned? What's the piece of soul wisdom that you can take away with you now that you can see it from a different perspective? What's that nugget of gold? Okay, take a deep breath of that and really breathe that in. And when you can take that wisdom that you learned from that story and you can put it into practice in your life, this is a beautiful way to shift out of that perfectionism, to take that filter and clean it off like it was a dirty piece of your stained glass window of you and start to see clearly. But there's a piece of wisdom that's been sitting there that you, if you've been stuck in your perfectionism, you haven't been able to use. But now you're aware of it. And we can really put it into practice. So, tuning into the next piece here, what is one inspired action that you can take to put that soul wisdom into practice? What's one inspired action that you can take, that you will take, and that you can take soon to put that soul wisdom into practice? And which archetype and which gift can support you with this? It may be the same archetype that came up for where you were stuck in the story and you were in the shadow. And now there's a gift that you can activate within that archetype. Or it could be a totally other archetype. Just tune in and always just trust. You know your sacred wealth code. You know your counsel. Trust which one can support you in this. Which gift can you really embody and lean into? Okay, take a big breath. Now, you can also absolutely use a clearing process. That is totally fine. But even if you use a clearing process, I would still use this process and go back and over again, use it for anywhere you find yourself in perfectionism. In fact, for a while, I would just keep this worksheet on your desk or wherever, print some of these out. And so that you, if you get stuck in perfectionism, you can go right in and start to become aware of these filters and flip them around. And then when you take that inspired action and you take it soon, you are now not in procrastination. You are now addressing your overwhelm.